Hello, and welcome to the Open Systems Media eCast, Win the IoT Race with Multi-Domain Continuous Delivery. I'm your moderator, Brandon Lewis, with today's speakers, Dennis George of Siemens PLM Software, Stefano Rizzo of Polarion Software, and Electric Cloud's Andreas Darmawan. Before we begin, I'll more formally introduce our speakers, starting with Dennis George, Team Center Marketing Manager at Siemens PLM Software. Dennis has over 25 years of experience in the software and electronics industry, having held marketing and management positions at consumer electronics and EDA companies that have provided him with valuable insight into the issues, tools, and processes involved in designing, manufacturing, and delivering software-driven electronic systems. He holds an MBA in marketing and computer science from the University of Rochester. Stefano Rizzo, Senior Vice President of Strategy and Business Development at Polarion Software, brings a wide and heterogeneous set of skills to the company. In a career spanning some 20 years, he has been a methodology consultant, a pre-sales engineer, and an IT researcher, a university professor, VP of R&D for a large consortium, regional sales director for a
software company, and CEO of two software development organizations. With broad experience in the application lifecycle management arena, Stefano headed up product management for Polarion's ALM for Subversion and for Subversion and SVN free and open source Subversion tools product lines. Since 2010, he has been responsible for the strategic development of Polarion Software, serving as the company's official spokesperson and vision leader. Stefano holds a Master's of Computer Science from the University of Genoa. Finally, Andreas Darmawan, VP of Technical Field Operations at Electric Cloud, has over 25 years of experience in software engineering. At Electric Cloud, he focuses on multi-domain continuous delivery, bringing together hardware and software development life cycles. He leads Electric Cloud's continuous delivery deployment team, helping global Fortune 500 companies with high-quality products based on embedded software get to market faster. Electric Cloud's customer base includes semiconductor, automotive, networking, mobile device, medical equipment, and heavy machinery. Automotive is Andreas's passion, and he led the creation of the continuous delivery for automotive vertical that accelerates component, system integration, and hardware-in-the-loop tests. Furthermore, the solution accelerates MISR and ISO 26262 compliance testing and is currently deployed at OEMs in the U.S., Korea, and Tier 1 auto suppliers in Germany and Japan. Now let's address a few housekeeping items before we begin, beginning with the features of your viewing console. The Enlarge Slides button will maximize the presentation slides to fill your entire screen. Second, the Download Slides button will allow you to download and print the slides if you prefer to follow along with a hard copy. Next, the Forward to a Friend button enables you to send an email that includes a registration link to the eCast so that friends and colleagues can also attend. The Ask a Question text box allows you to participate in the event by simply typing your question into the box and hitting the Submit Question button below. You can submit questions at any time during the course of the presentation, and we encourage you to do so early and often while reviewing the material. We'll address as many of these questions as possible during the closing Q&A, and also if you have questions about the eCast operation itself, you can submit those as well, and one of our technicians will be happy to assist you. A final note before we begin is that all Open Systems Media eCasts are copyrighted and may not be recorded without prior permission. At this point, I'd like to hand it off to Dennis George. Dennis, take it away.
Okay, thank you, Brandon. First, I'd like to welcome everyone to this webinar on winning the IoT or Internet of Things race with multi-domain continuous delivery. So in today's webinar, I'll step through the challenges and issues associated with today's embedded software in the Internet of Things, and then share information on our integrated approach to design, management, and the delivery of embedded systems. And then next, Stefan Rizzo from Polarion Software will introduce the role of application lifecycle management. And then Andreas Darmawan from Electric Cloud will discuss the role of continuous delivery in software development operations. And then we'll wrap it up at the end with a quick summary and open it up for questions. So yes, just like in this picture that's on the slide, software is eating the world, or at least it's the driving force behind products we come in contact with every day. So for example, if we look at the Internet of Things, research studies estimate that there's going to be 32 billion objects will be connected to the Internet by year 2020, and that these software-driven electronic devices will produce 10% of all the data generated worldwide. If we look at the idea of connected and automotive or autonomous cars, see, industry consultants indicate that the field of advanced driver assistance systems is one of the fastest growing in the automotive electronics industry. And with radar, LIDAR, and camera-based systems now appearing on mainstream, moderately priced vehicles, that growth will accelerate. And it even extends to the world of manufacturing with Industry 4.0. Sometimes we hear Industry 4.0 referred to as the fourth industrial revolution. It's really about smart factories where machines controlled via software-driven electronics will use self-optimization, self-configuration, and even artificial intelligence to complete complex tasks. And the goal there is the delivery of, you know, greater cost efficiencies and better quality goods and services. But because products aren't just hardware-based anymore, but embedded hardware, software systems, product complexity and cost is increasing. So, for example, the automotive semiconductor market is expected to exceed $41 billion by the year 2021, a huge number. And that 50 to 60% of the value from new features will come from embedded systems. And if we think about it, even the average mid-range automobile has tens of millions of lines of software executed in and across a network of electronic control units, which is about 8 million more lines of code than Lockheed used on the F-22 Raptor, and at least 3 million more lines than Boeing needed on the 787. When we look at the Internet of Things, it consists of a complex ecosystem of back-end services, front-end tools, and independent wireless devices that combine the convenience of embedded software-driven systems with the full-time availability of the Internet that not only communicate with each other to request, retrieve, and share information, but to push information, such as access to real-time performance or pricing information, as well as the need to provide continuous software updates to the tools and devices customers are interacting with. Now, to meet product performance targets, development teams are faced with a variety of performance engineering challenges. First, products are all systems of systems, within which there can be tens of thousands of interface connections and interdependencies, such as a car's engine, transmission, suspension, control systems, which all must communicate and work in unison. Next, because of these interdependencies, there are multiple controls or multiple embedded systems that are involved in almost every feature. For example, a product target is basic as fuel economy, is affected or controlled by a variety of system parameters and functions, such as speed, airflow, gear ratios, or grill area that must be managed and accounted for. Now, in addition, to be more cost-effective, many of today's companies are basing their products on common platforms or product lines that have dozens or thousands of options and variants that have a direct impact on this, on things like safety, fault tolerance, as well as energy management, all of which must be managed and accounted for in the design process. And all those variants and options, which consist of hardware and embedded software, must be linked to the product requirements so that they can be integrated, tested, verified, and validated in the context of the entire product and across the entire product lifecycle, especially when you consider the complexities associated with multiple globally dispersed suppliers. Now, to successfully address those challenges, design teams need the ability to establish the alignment of hardware and software to requirements, design, and testing with full forward and backward traceability from within the context that they're most familiar with, so that, you know, software engineers can work in an environment they feel comfortable with, hardware environment engineers can work in an environment that they're comfortable with. And it has to happen during all phases of the life cycle, which then enables the early measurement and verification, validation of performance against product performance against product targets. Next is the need for multi-domain integration and continuous delivery, which is the key to delivering better, higher quality embedded software-driven products to market faster. As a result of a lot of this, and as part of the development and delivery process, the environment must be able to support an integrated and automated full system validation suite of tools and processes that quickly and accurately provide feedback to the engineer on a product's hardware status or software status. And then once validated, the engineering teams need the ability to create and rapidly deploy the software to the flashing stations used for manufacturing and service, or to the devices themselves so they can be dynamically updated. Now, and since the development, test, and delivery of embedded software can entail the use of hundreds of software development tools, processes, and resources, they also need the ability to easily manage and optimize the use of hardware resources across multiple processes and in multiple environments. Providing an integrated approach to product development, Siemens PLM, Polarion Software, and ElectroCloud are working together to deliver just such a solution. Now, the integration of Siemens Team Center for Product Lifecycle Management, Polarion ALM for Application Lifecycle Management, and ElectroCloud for Continuous Delivery enables product teams to work together in a familiar context, trace relationships across domains, share data, validate designs, assess and respond quickly to changes, and streamline their operations for multi-domain continuous delivery. Now, since hardware and software development processes use so many tools, such as requirements management, logical physical design, source code management, modeling, validation, build material, software and binary distribution, we provide an integrated approach to product development and delivery that supports a true multi-domain design and delivery process. It enables the design teams to share data and gain visibility needed across all the domains, all while working in the context they're most familiar with. Now, this open approach to hardware and software tool and process integration enables the closed-loop validation and verification of embedded systems that's needed to meet product performance targets. To deliver testable, high-quality systems, global design teams must fully understand the entire product's requirements and dependencies across all those domains. So the integration enables design teams to operate in a secure environment that manages all those cross-domain dependencies, and that by linking product and software requirements to each other, as well as with other product data and test data, this forward and backward traceability ensures that the software requirements satisfy product requirements and that product requirements are met and meet performance targets. And lastly, the linking and traceability of software design, test, and delivery information with the rest of the product helps improve quality by enabling both the software engineer and the hardware engineer to intelligently assess the impact of change. And then with continuous multi-domain delivery, you more efficiently address the quality, cost, risk, and risk issues that are inherent in releasing software products by automating and optimizing the build, test, and deployment activities across multiple resources. And now with that, what I'll do is I'll turn it over to Stefano Rizzo from Polarion, so we can talk more about application lifecycle management. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Daniel. And good morning and good afternoon, good evening to everybody. The next few slides, I will tell you something about application lifecycle management in general and Polarion software and our integration with Siemens Team Center and ElectroCloud. I'd like to start in setting the context of what is ALM. Actually, there are many definitions of ALM. Software development processes, management, you can hear many different declinations of that. What we have in mind is that ALM is actually a collaboration environment. So you have different disciplines that get together to make your people collaborate to create and manage innovation while developing software. What ALM should do is to provide you with embedded process knowledge. That means that the tool set knows how to manage application lifecycle, how to manage development, and not people. So the process knowledge should be in the tool set, and the good ALM platform provides you with this process knowledge, managing your statements. Statements is any kind of artifact you manage in software development. So it's a kind of superclass of all the items you manage. They can be change requests, issues, bugs, code requirements, whatever. So ALM will make all the stakeholders not caring about the issues of managing the process and not caring about the issues of managing the artifacts, because this is ALM doing that for them, and they can use their talent to leverage to create a great innovation in software development. So that's what ALM is. In Polarion is an ALM platform and is one of the most advanced that you can find in the market. Actually, in a nutshell, what is different between Polarion and the other technologies is that Polarion created ALM the other way around. So instead of putting tools together, integrating tools together, we built a unified platform, a unified foundation for ALM, and we created all the features that are needed to steward the talent of people out of one single foundation. So we provide from requirements management, test case capabilities, issue tracking, code management, quality measurements, quality assurance, variant management, all the kinds of disciplines that you might need in software development out of a single, fully integrated, fully unified foundation. So that's Polar in a nutshell, web-based, available on the web, on-premise, or in the cloud. Polarion is also the center of a complete software development ecosystem. So by itself, Polarion provides the ability to manage your unstructured data, your unstructured information, which are your documents, actually, your requirements, software requirements documents, but your test, your draft test plans, any kind of specification you might want to manage. It allows you in managing structured data, so requirements and the traceability structures or test cases, test plans, issues and their traceability, plans with items and sub-items and whatever, so structured data. And also managing any kind of sketching or diagramming that you might need from, let's say, wireframes to UML to some SysML. So this is provided by Polarion out of the box, but we know that we cannot reach everything. We cannot do everything out of one platform. So we provide a full set of integrations through our kind of app portal where you can find any kind of extensions, and which means integrations, which means configurations, which means process support for different standards, for example. And we leverage that with a wide set of technology partners, two of which we are talking about, very important, Siemens for PLM and Electric Cloud to accelerate continuous delivery. So that's the center of this ecosystem is Polarion. And now, to the point of this presentation, why there is a huge demand about integrating ALM into PLM? You can see that into this pie chart, which means a lot to me. The question is, which is the reason why you are investigating a cross-engineering domain integration? So why are you interested? What kind of integration are you looking for in a cross-domain engineering? So the major portion of the pie is talking about the integration of software development with mechanical engineering, with mechanical and PLM. So that's the big blue part of the pie. But the second part, which is really consistent, is about integrating software development practices with electrical engineering. So these two things together are more than three-quarters of the pie, around three-quarters of the pie, and they express a huge demand for integrating software development into product development. Of course, having at hand this kind of integration, the business benefits are pretty evident. In a complex product development, you have visibility across all the assets. So this means that you can reach from one single point of access all your assets, whatever they are, mechanical engineering assets or electrical engineering assets or software development assets. And you have links between firmware and hardware, so you can navigate easily from any piece of steel to any piece of code. And in any phase you are, you can trace back and forward in the other phases to the other artifacts. So what does it mean? That this means that from a product requirement, you can find the software requirements, for example. You can find the software components, the test plans, and the way back around from a piece of code, you can find all the impacted components, electrical, mechanical components in your environment. And of course, this has a great benefit in maintenance, repair, and operations, so in all the life, in the whole life of the product. Now, we released in May 2015, so 3 months ago, we released the first version of the Teamcenter Polarion integration, and this integration provides a bunch of use cases. Some of them are listed into this slide. I will go quickly through them. The first use case is integrated requirements management, which means the possibility of deriving software requirements from product requirements, ensuring the traceability between the items, navigating between them, and provide the full requirements coverage, both in electrical, mechanical, and software components. The other use case that we implemented is exactly what I said before. One of the key benefits of the integration is we have traceability at all levels. On the left part of this diagram, you see a sketch of some product requirements that are connected on the right part to software requirements, which is our first use case that we just discussed about. But what this diagram means is that when you have other artifacts, as you normally do, in connected to product requirements, and you have other artifacts connected to software requirements, like software models, software test cases, and whatever, you can easily navigate through all the items. So from a product requirement, you can find all the hardware, mechanical and electrical components connected to that, but you can also drill down and find the software requirement connected and the software other artifacts connected to that. So you have a full traceability tree that you can navigate on both sides. The third very important and highly demanded use case that we implemented is related to software change management, integrated software change management. So when you have a change request in a product, you have a full process that encompasses both mechanical, electrical, and software development. So by means of the Teamcenter and Polarion integration, it is possible when we have a change request to perform an impact analysis involving software developers in the analysis and aggregating the result of the analysis together, so mechanical, electrical, and software all together, and decide if it's the case go or no go with the change. Once we decide to move forward with implementing the change, we have the two workflows are again synchronized, so tasks, the implementation tasks can be fired directly from Teamcenter into Polarion, and once the components are implemented and verified and tested, notification is sent back to Teamcenter, so it is possible to pack a release and move forward. Overall, together with Teamcenter, Polarion provides full support of all the disciplines of product development, mechanical, electrical, and software development disciplines. And just as an example, take the ISO 26262 safety management demands. You can see in this chart the coverage of the disciplines that are in green, covered by Teamcenter, and in blue by Polarion. Polarion is also the only ALM technology that was certified by TÜV as a trusted tool for ISO 26262. This means that when you will go through this kind of certification, you won't need to certify Polarion because we already did that for you. So how is it different? You can find other technologies that you can find in the market, other point solutions that claim or that provide some kind of integration. But this integration that is out in the market today comes from a joint effort between Siemens PLM and Polarion ALM. So it provides the best of breed knowledge and the best of breed technologies to you. We provide the full coverage of all the disciplines that probably is unparalleled in the market today, and it has a wide set of capabilities and integrations to cover also, just an example, embedded software testing, safety, coverage, and anything that in the software development disciplines comes to your mind. All what I just introduced to you is even more accelerated and can be taken to even a higher level by means of the integration that Polarion has with Electric Cloud tools for continuous delivery. So I'm happy now to give the audience to Andreas Dalmawan from Electric Cloud that is integrated with Polarion and together with Teamcenter and Polarion provides a full solution to your needs.
Thank you, Stefano. This is Andreas. Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. What is continuous delivery? In any software houses, there are already many islands of automation. However, there are also still many manual, error-prone, and time-consuming handoffs among dev, QA, and release teams, especially when the company has multiple global teams collaborating from many different time zones. Additionally, within each team, many islands of automation oftentimes require specially trained persons and specific resources that are hard to configure. Engineers need to open an IT ticket to ask for the resources, tools, and environment to be set up for them. CD methodology enables software houses to have a software delivery pipeline. The idea is similar to a product manufacturing pipeline in a factory. CD enables the team to move the software bits forward through many gates and stages automatically and reliably, keeping the software in a release-ready state. The values of CD are proven. Many global segment leaders, as seen on this slide, implement Electric Cloud CD solutions. Regardless the type of software they write, whether it's embedded software, application, mobile app, mission critical, big data, they are all are able to accelerate their time to market while at the same time increase their quality and customer satisfaction. Furthermore, many of these companies are experiencing reduction in IT expenses by removing duplicated resources and increasing the resource utilization. Electric Flow is a platform that has continuous integration, continuous tests, application release automation, pipeline and dashboard, and many other applications built on the top of it. It supports over 200 plugins for dev, test, release tools that are commonly used. And it has a simple SDK that many of our customers can build plugins for their own proprietary tools. Its role-based multi-zone security feature is used in orchestrating software development tasks across multiple countries. At the same time, it protects the intellectual property by limiting certain roles for accessing sensitive information and by performing high sensitive tasks on a highly secured set of resources or data centers. Its scalability has been battle tested, supporting 10,000 of engineers performing 100,000 of build tests and release tasks concurrently. Its ability not only to orchestrate complex workflow, but also to reserve, configure, execute, and clean up the required resources for each step in a workflow. This ability increases the team productivity and focuses the team on high-value, innovative tasks, as they are no longer have to be bothered by time-consuming, error-prone manual tasks. These two use cases are the multi-domain continuous delivery that Siemens, Polarion, and Electric Cloud have collaborated to support. Going back to the powerful trend discussed earlier, IoT, connected or autonomous car, Industry 4.0, we can see that software is eating the world. Every single product we use soon, including our clothing and shoes, will have embedded software. Additionally, the frequency of software updates is increasing rapidly due to the fierce competition, as the differentiator in any of these products is going to be the software, because the software drives the innovation inside the product. Traditionally, hardware development lifecycle and software development lifecycle are a separate stream. But today, due to the trends, IoT trends, Internet of Things, and also the new methodology of continuous delivery, PLM, ALM, and CD can no longer be viewed as three separate streams. In order to excel in delivering embedded software, the three streams, PLM, ALM, and CD, must be integrated such that iterative tasks, an example of iterative task that needs to be done, component testing, integration testing, simulation, hardware in the loop, tests. This type of task that requires iterative tasks that require crossing the three streams can happen in a few minutes as opposed to a few weeks. And the second use case, once the software is ready, the platform, the continuous delivery platform, in conjunction with ALM and PLM, ensure a fast and reliable process to release and package the bits and inject the bits, the software bits, into the hardware or deliver the bits via over-the-air update mechanism. Here is another proven use case in which we help our automotive customer to accelerate their MISRA and ISO 26262 compliance. We accomplish this by integrating our CD solution into their existing ALM and PLM processes. Our customer who implement their workflow in our CD solution can immediately meet SPICE Level 3 compliance. SPICE Level 3 requires established and repeatable processes. After running the project for several months in our system, we chart project and team historical data automatically. They can meet SPICE Level 4 compliance. SPICE Level 4 requires the existence of mashup processes and predictable processes. In summary, our electric flow CD solution minimizes or eliminates error-prone, time-consuming manual tasks. We accelerate build, test, and release tasks via parallelization. In addition to orchestrating the task, the platform provision elastic private or semi-private cloud infrastructure for the different steps in the workflow. And finally, it provides real-time traceability, feasibility, and pipeline views. To provide you with some idea how our customers benefit, we will go over some case studies. This one is from the automotive vertical. We've been leveraged or utilized in powertrain division that cover engine and transmission ECU, lighting, and of course, the hottest thing right now is infotainment. What we do for them, we focus on build, test, and release orchestration, creating that pipeline. But additionally, we also accelerate their embedded software, which is mostly C and C++, via parallelization. And then we help them with simulation in the loop and hardware in the loop automation. We created a centralized build, test, and release system for this OEM that have multiple team in United States, Europe, and in India. So we help coordinate the global workforce, and we accelerate their compliance process and making sure that all these international teams have a consistent tool chain and environment. The result of that, they are seeing four times, up to four times weekly build volumes, 13 to 24 process acceleration. And definitely the project team lead can actually have a dashboard to see how the different team working on a different component across the group in a real time. And about 30% IT expense reduction. This one is from the world of IoT. We are in implemented by a lot of the IoT infrastructure, networking, and also end devices. Similar implementation about orchestrating the build, test, and release process, accelerating the embedded software through parallelization, and also automating and the accelerating the test process, distributing it in multiple data centers, increasing hardware utilization. And again, many of our customers actually have global teams, so consistent environment and tool chain for the international team. Some of the highlights, we have over 10,000 releases per year through our platform, 100,000 builds per day, 74% better resource utilization was seen also by our customer. This one is from aerospace and defense case study. The application is for the unmanned aircraft, mobile command center, and ground system software deployment. We help the build, test, and release orchestration. Again, similarly, acceleration through parallelization, testing, automated testing, and this one specifically is a secure deployment for highly sensitive government application. In this project, we are able to accelerate six times in terms of the time required to deploy software into the field. And doing the calculation, we are actually saving this A&D contractor about $8 million in 3 years. And what's important to them is the fact that it is a secure deployment. In summary, the benefit our customer experience are faster time to market, higher quality, cross team feasibility, including international team, reduce costs, and also improve hardware utilization. With that, I pass the baton back to Dennis.
Okay, thank you, Andreas. I appreciate that. So what I'd like to do is just sort of wrap things up. So in summary, during the webinar, I hope we've identified and explained how this strategic partnership of PLM and ALM integration for embedded systems is up to see how you can increase productivity by establishing a closed-loop ALM-PLM environment that links and manages the development and delivery of embedded software with the rest of the product by tightly tying requirements for both hardware and software together, as well as with the rest of the product. And it can improve quality by making it part of a true model-based systems engineering approach to product and software development that enables both both groups to do continuous deployment and software validation and delivery. And it can reduce costs by helping to optimize software design decisions in the context of the overall product and enable the reuse and delivery of right first time software and products. And lastly, it can achieve the scalability and efficiency of resources by leveraging and improving enterprise infrastructure for continuous delivery of high-quality products. Okay, and if you'd like more information about the solutions that we've discussed today,
Those are available by following the links to these the various websites, where you'll be able to gather substantially more information, more detailed information about each of them. So with that, I'd like to thank you and turn it back over to Brandon, who can open the webinar for questions and answers.
Great. Thanks a lot, Dennis. And due to a technical malfunction earlier, we're going to quickly go back through the introductions for each of our speakers. I apologize about that. But in the meantime, for the audience, please keep those questions coming, and we'll get to as many of them as we can, as Dennis alluded to just a second ago. Dennis George is a team center marketing manager at Siemens PLM Software with over 25 years of experience in the software and electronics industry. He's held marketing and management positions at consumer electronics and EDA companies that have provided him with insight into the issues, tools, and processes involved in designing, manufacturing, and delivering software-driven electronic systems. He holds an MBA in marketing and computer science from the University of Rochester. Stefano Rizzo is a senior vice president of strategy and business development at Polarian Software, and brings a wide range of skills to the company. In his career that spanned some 20 years, he's been a methodology consultant, a pre-sales engineer, an IT researcher, university professor, VP of R&D for a large consortium, regional sales director for a U.S. software company, and CEO of two software development organizations. His broad experience in application lifecycle management has led Stefano to head up product management for Polarian's ALM for Subversion and SVN free and open source Subversion tools product lines. And since 2010, he's been responsible for the strategic development of Polarian software, serving as the company's official spokesperson and vision leader. He holds a Master's of Computer Science from the University of Genoa. And finally, Andreas Darmawan is the VP of Technical Field Operations at Electric Cloud with more than 25 years of experience in software engineering. He focuses on multi-domain continuous delivery at Electric Cloud, bringing together hardware and software development life cycles, and also heads Electric Cloud's continuous delivery deployment team that helps Fortune 500 technology companies with quality products based on embedded software get to market faster. Automotive is Andreas's passion, and he led the creation of the continuous delivery for automotive vertical that accelerates component system integration and hardware-in-the-loop tests. Furthermore, the solutions accelerates MISVA and ISO 26262 compliance testing, and is currently deployed at OEMs in the U.S., Korea, and Tier 1 suppliers in Germany and Japan. So now that we got that out of the way, let's start off with some questions. The first one here is for Dennis. From your point of view, Dennis, how important are open interfaces for allowing engineering environments and software development environments to connect their lifecycle artifacts for traceability, reporting, automation, and the like?
Well, I guess from our perspective, it's of critical importance, and that's part of the reason why with TeamCenter, what we support is an integration framework that supports industry standards and really what enables our ability to link software requirements to hardware requirements, as well as to the rest of the artifacts in your product lifecycle environment. And so, for example, from within the software, within the Polarian software ALM environment, you can take a look at what are the hardware requirements that are stored in TeamCenter. From the TeamCenter environment, you can take a look at what the software requirements are, so that no matter where you're, what domain you're working in, you're working from that familiar context. And it's really the use of open integrations and standard interface kind of capabilities that enables us to do that.
Excellent. All right. Stefano, how do you go about at Polarian ensuring a full product for software traceability? How do you go about ensuring full software traceability?
Good question. The fact that supporting traceability, supporting software to product traceability, does not mean that you ensure traceability. I mean, traceability must be reliable. If you are traversing a traceability graph and you find a broken link, or you find that a link that you were looking for is missing, you won't rely on your traceability mechanism any longer. So you need to ensure that traceability is there, and you can do that only if is the technology driving you in making traceability happen. Just an example, in the integration we built between Teamcenter and Polarion, when you are in Teamcenter, you want to derive a software requirement from a product requirement, automatically you create a software requirement in Polarion and the traceability link is automatically created. This means that links are managed, created, and maintained by the technology and not by humans that are obviously error prone. So that's the only way you can ensure full traceability at any time, having that task of creating traceability automated by tools and integrations.
Okay. Great. Here's another. This is a great question, and I'll open it up with Andreas and then let Dennis and Stefano pepper in answers as they see fit. But how do you measure the success, Andreas, of continuous delivery? I mean, it is continuous, right? And specifically multi-domain continuous delivery. It's an ongoing process. When do you know that you've been successful and how successful you've been?
Yes. In the multi-domain continuous delivery, it is always a journey. It's not a destination because technology evolves all the time. So we create a vision with our customer. And also, first of all, we assess where they are currently in their continuous delivery journey. So we study their existing processes. There are many islands of automation, identify all the bottlenecks, and of course, more importantly, prioritize the bottlenecks. And then based on this people, process, and tool study, we create a vision of what they would like to accomplish in terms of the continuous delivery. And this could actually be a multi-phase vision. So we can break it down into phase one implementation, phase two, and phase three. And for each phase, when we start working, we also record the condition before. That includes how long is the bottleneck, how many people are impacted due to this bottleneck, and what would be other costs that is associated with it. For example, the system have a lot of license contention during business hour, and then these licenses is very in a short supply or very expensive, requiring expensive hardware, for example, or limited hardware. So we assess all of that. And then once we implement the continuous delivery, multi-domain continuous delivery solution, then we remeasure whether the bottleneck has been reduced, how many people are impacted or experiencing the benefit, whether the contention on highly expensive resources been removed by queuing the job and then spreading the job over 24 hours as opposed to just 8 hours. So that's the type of things that we do. And then we create a report to summarize the before and after result.
Great. Dennis, can you speak to that at all from a Siemens perspective? How do you measure the success or failure of continuous delivery?
Sure. I think as Andreas mentioned, it's an ongoing process that
right.
I don't think a destination. There's not an end. But one of the first things that I think you can start to take a look at on success is historically there's a lot of companies have records as to what problems or product defects are related to more than just one thing. In other words, how many of those things were related to the interaction between software and hardware versus maybe just the software logic error? And so by tracing, going back and taking a look at those records and finding out how much better
product quality ends up being and how many fewer product recalls or product warranty issues or even just defects that you detect yourself that are related to the interaction of more than one design domain is a pretty good way to start justifying the value someone is getting out of it and to measure the success that you're having.
Great. Stefano, anything you'd like to add there?
Well, it's pretty difficult to add something to this explanation. I mean, you measure success with customer satisfaction, actually, when you see that there is a big pain point and that something that for a long time has been on customers' desks, and you see that actually they make things happen more quickly with a higher quality, and spending their time in creating innovation instead of maintaining integrations and tool sets.
Great. All right, just a reminder to the audience, keep those questions coming. We still have about 5 minutes left, so direct access here. Here's another question. I'll start this one with Dennis, and then if Andreas and Stefano, you'd like to pepper in something afterward, feel free. Dennis, what are the major differences about the solution that we've talked about here? So what's different between this partnership that's brought together Siemens, Polarian, Electric Cloud, and what you've been able to produce on a PLM and ALM front versus what you've done in the past or elsewhere?
So I'd say there's a couple of major differences between this approach and what's generally available in the industry. And a lot of it really focuses on the whole concept of being able to say, okay, I can go forward and backward in my traceability of design of changes across domains. So for example, I have hardware requirements, I have software requirements, and I have design entities that are associated with both of those. And being anywhere in the design process, being able to trace forward and backward to identify what were the hardware requirements associated with a potential defect that was discovered somewhere along the way, or what were the software requirements that were associated with a feature that caused a problem in the future. And so the real core is, one, people get to continue to work in the environment that they're familiar with. So software developers can continue to work in their environment. You know, hardware developers work in theirs, and product management can work in theirs, but still be able to do the full forward and backward traceability at any point in the process without having to leave that tool and go look at some other solution in order to find that information. So it's really just that concept of full forward and backward traceability, no matter where you are in the process or from what environment you happen to be working.
Great. Here's a question for you, Stefano. Can ALM or PLM integration be done if a customer doesn't want to move businesses to the cloud for whatever reason? A lot of customers don't want to do that, but can integration be done in those specific cases?
Oh, I understand the reason of this question. Actually, when looking into Polarian, especially talking about on the ALM side, and looking into different tools in the Teamcenter family, you might have the feeling that it's a web-based, cloud-based, fully cloud-based solution. Actually, both Teamcenter and Polarian ALM are available on-premise. The large majority of Polarian customers have their own setup, either in on-premise or in private cloud. And just considering the many customers we have in the defense, aerospace environments where they cannot trust the cloud at all. So the answer is yes.
Excellent. Great. Let's see here. Here's another question, and actually this one I'll start with Stefano, and then Andreas, if you could clean up for us. How does the solution scale? How are you able to scale the solution? You know, somebody like Siemens or other big-time entities may need varying amounts of scalability. Can you speak to that at all?
Yeah, sure. I think that Teamcenter scalability has been proven since years. The Polarion by itself is a very scalable in its architecture, so is it possible to have multiple multiple servers and increase, let's say, your capability as soon as your needs grow all over the world in terms of developers that are software developers and software projects that might increase. So we have customers having several thousand users working together all over the world and all around the clock. So the integration by itself is built on a solid framework. Even if it's is new, we already tested that in a pretty big environment. When coming to scalability in terms of performances of the software, continuous integration and delivery, that's Andreas field. So I'm sure you have something to add.
Yes, scalability is it's a constant effort, right? Because our customer always pushes us really hard on scalability and reliability. So to deliver that, our product has been re-architected 3 times in the last 13 years to continually meet the demand. The demand comes to also because of the more powerful hardware is becoming available, and but also the fact that the complex workflow involving people in multiple time zones in different countries. And the way we do that is by creating this ability to horizontally scale. So as the team, the customer add more people, more workflow, more job into the system, we can actually add additional server, and we make that as a turnkey so that it doesn't require a heavy administration to scale the operation. So it's a horizontal scalability is something that we invest heavily to make sure that the system scale. And as far as the integration with ALM, PLM, and CD, we take the same approach of horizontal scalability and apply that on our integration module as well.
Okay, great. Unfortunately, that brings us to the end of our time today. And for those of you who had questions that we weren't able to get to, we'll make sure to have the appropriate representatives from Polarion, Electric Cloud, and Siemens follow up with you. I want to thank our speakers again, Dennis George of Siemens PLM Software, Stefano Rizzo of Polarion Software, and Andreas Darmoan of Electric Cloud. We at Open Systems Media, Siemens, Polarion, and Electric Cloud would also like to thank you, the audience, for attending today and contributing some great questions. This eCast will be posted online at the URL shown on your screen within 24 hours, and an audio-only podcast will be made available there as well. You can do a web search with the keywords embedded space e-cast and find all of Open Systems Media's eCast available for download there as MP3s. Thanks again for attending, and have a great day.